I have not seen one person espouse Mel Kiper's opinion on banning too high safety being a good idea or something the NFL should even ponder.
Well, because it's a ridiculous idea. It's not something the NFL should ponder. That's why and football fans are never going to all be in agreement on one thing, but I think this is a ridiculous thing. Do we need to make it easier for the offense? No, we don't. And this, I think, for Mel Kiper is an overreaction to offense being down in the month of September. This is an overreaction, essentially, Nick, to preseason football, because that's what we're watching right now is preseason football. Devin McCourty said it. It's been said, I think, very, very commonly in league circles that these first 4 weeks are essentially the new preseason. So offenses aren't ready to go. Offenses don't have their rhythm. They don't have their timing. They don't have their full playbooks that they want to. They don't have a ton of information on what opposing defenses want to do against them. So it's a little bit more difficult for them to game plan. I think it's a ridiculous thing to say, hey, we know how difficult it is to play defense in the NFL right now, and it is incredibly difficult. We're going to make it harder because we're going to limit what you are allowed to do, how you are allowed to line up. It's so dumb.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting to me is that he's saying this in week two. That's what's funny to me is it's like that's such a small sample size of data for football.
It is.
And here's the other thing. I just naturally assume this isn't going to maintain. Meaning, and by the way, can we just get to this? Because Mel Kiper's talking about this in a vacuum now that word's in my head, as if this has been an ongoing issue. No, it is specific to the right now, right here.
Yes.
But too high safety isn't even the problem. The problem is you are getting a diminishing returns of offensive linemen coming into the NFL. So it's taking longer and longer and longer to get these guys acclimated to the many different fits that you have to become accustomed to. Oh, by the way, offenses are naturally behind defenses anyway, so defenses have a natural advantage. Oh, by the way, you don't have a preseason anymore, and guys can't hit anymore, and guys can't practice anymore. The idea that this is, it's this dastardly, it's like the shift in baseball. That is a quantifiable thing. Look at the growth in the number of shift and what it stifled baseball's offense to two true outcomes. That's not the same as this.
Well, and
it's not even the most predominant defense, the shell run in the NFL.
Well, look how much data there was in banning the shift in baseball. How big of a sample size was that?
15 years.
Right, if not longer in some cases. We have 2 weeks of offense not being good. Now, if offense is still not good in the middle of November and Mel Kiper wants to bring this take back again.
Tackling. That's what you're going to do. Yeah, because then it's an even bigger problem.
They've tried that. That's what they've done. You're not allowed to tackle the quarterback anymore. You're not allowed to tackle guys certain ways. How are you allowing defenders to play football anymore? I think we should outlaw defense. Routes on air.
You know what?
Who can score more. Highest completion percentage.
Defense
that's what this is going to.
Versus defense. What about that? Has anybody talked about that?
So the defense has to play the offense?
No, the defense has to play the defense. There is no ball.
There's no ball. They just tackle
each
other.
It's basically like mimes. And that's like, think of that.
I can't wait for Pittsburgh fans to finally be mad that Myles Garrett's better than TJ Watt, because that's what we're going to see.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. So here's the thing. Do I think in NFL circles, it is a real conversation about how the offense looks, how football looks in the month of September? Yes. Do I think that the NFL, even if this got to like November, do I think the NFL would ever seriously consider banning a defensive front or a defensive shell? No, they're not going to do that. But do I think the NFL has already tilted this thing to the offense enough that could I see them finding a creative way to do this? Of course, it's the NFL. They care. And the casual fan, I think this is proven. The casual fan would love 55 to 54 games. Meaning the score, not that amount of games. But,
They'd love that amount of games, too.
They would also love that,
too. And the NFL would, because think of the money.
But, I do think that the casual fan likes more offense. We like it when NFL offenses go boom. And I do think that in circles, they're trying to figure out, without adding more padded practices, without adding more work for the players, how do we get football in September to look better? You can't.
No, you can. You know what you do? You don't have these points of emphasis with officials. You don't have all of these illegal formation because the tackle's not on the line of scrimmage that screws up the game flow. You don't have as many holding calls as you do. And yeah, those are the things that does make it more difficult for the defense, but that is a way easier fix than saying, hey, we're going to ban two high safeties. This is going to be an illegal formation on defense. That's a ridiculous thing. If you want to make September football look better, get rid of the ticky-tack flags that we see for the first 3 weeks of the season because it happens every year. There's a point of emphasis every year. The 1 year, it's illegal formation. The next year, it's holding. And then, magically, in October, it goes away and we're back to normal.
I believe this is the, if you'd like to get rid of COVID, stop testing for it. Is that sort of.
But what's going to happen? In October, you're going to see how many holding flags don't come out anymore. Does that mean that offensive tackles are better about it? No, it means the side judge has probably been told, hey, be a little bit more lenient on the offensive tackle on the rush edge. That's what it's going to be. Or is it going to be, you know what, this guy is still, it's borderline. He's maybe not quite, his head might not quite be to the center's hip. So he's off the line of scrimmage. In October, it's going to be, don't throw that flag. Now it's, no, we need to teach them a lesson. And that is something that I think makes the game worse for fans.
You know, could also help football, a proper developmental league where everybody who isn't a, I don't know, starter or top 30 player in a roster actually gets to play at another time in the season.
I just think that's a really difficult thing to do physically. I think it's a really difficult thing. And I also don't know that there's, I don't know how much of an appetite there is for that in the spring because we've seen leagues try and we realize
the NFL try.
But we've seen very quickly, why don't those leagues work out? Because they don't No, it's because they don't have quarterbacks. They don't have good enough quarterback play. You watch those leagues, and the quarterback play is so bad that it is unwatchable. That position is so difficult to play at a high enough level that we want to watch it. Because there are enough other good athletes to make it work, but when you don't have a quarterback that can keep up with it, it's so bad. Well, that's why those leagues don't work.
So the reason why NFL Europe was a difficult sell was they were sending guys like Kurt Warner over there who were roster fodder. If you're sending Bryce Young over there after he's failed for two seasons, probably going to look a little different. But that's a topic for another day. 216-474-0092. How do you fix the NFL's problem with the, let's just say, bad offenses early in the season? How about this? Here's my wait till October. Yeah,
that's a good fix. I think that's apt.
And you know what? Maybe even wait to November. Like, just this
could be, that could work.
But the idea it's all because of one defensive shell is probably the most ridiculous thing you possibly could have. But what do you guys think about Mel Kiper saying they should ban the too high safety? That'll fix football.